This is Access All Areas on FUBAR Radio with Bobby Norris.
Good evening, guys. It is Access All Areas. We are live on FUBAR Radio and I'm Bobby Norris.
And I'm Ellen Collin.
How are you, El Girl?
I'm great. How are you?
Really good, thank you, darling. Now, El, you know we always have a jam-packed show.
Mm-hmm.
And this week I thought, why change it?
Yeah.
What I mean? So let's go jam-packed. Going. So, we are joined by Amber Rose from The Apprentice, and I think there's a bit of tea there.
Mm,
allegedly, there's some rumours going round, so let's get all of that. And then we've got Kieran from Married at First Sight. And obviously, we always start Access with a little bit of showbiz gossip. And we have got me old mucker, we've got Ailey Palmer here. How are you doing, Ailey, darling?
You're right.
Long time no see.
I know. Can I just say thank you to Bobby so much? He saved the day literally yesterday and helped me on my show. And I'm so grateful.
You're
we loved
so
you.
You're so welcome.
Apparently, your vocals were outstanding.
You know me, Essex Adele. I'm good at the dead people, though, ain't I?
Do you know what? You really delivered to the
there
next level.
There was one I didn't do well, though. I love it.
Was that Lion Sleeps Tonight?
That was one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that threw you.
I don't know who sings Lion Sleeps Tonight.
I do. Tight Fit.
Never heard of
never
them.
Heard
I know
of that.
The song.
Okay, well, I'll bring them in next week.
Mm-hmm.
Shit, are they a real band?
Yes, and they wear leather print. Yes.
No.
No way.
Yes, it's Pete Waterman's ex-wife is in the band.
No.
And yeah. They're an Ooh. 80s. Big band.
And they're still going?
They're still going. I interviewed them a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, wow. Okay.
What are they singing now?
Lion Sleeps Tonight.
Same
of course
song.
They are, yeah. You've got to get them royalties. Same as Hayley. What has caught your eye in old Showbiz Town this week?
Well, I want to talk about Celebrity Big Brother because I love it. I'm a people person. I love watching people.
Yes.
I think I personally would be the worst person ever because I like my home comforts of like my cereal and, you know, my electric blanket, but we love watching other people suffer.
Oh, of course. Shame on our safe with Maltesers and Obnob.
So, there has been a rumoured list of people
Ooh.
That could be going in.
It is
rumoured, but this is what I've got here. Angelica Bell.
Okay.
From her, she's a presenter. Mm-hmm. We've got Paul Chuckle, one of the Chuckle brothers.
Because one's dead, right. Isn't he? Bless him.
He is, but Paul is apparently...
Is alive.
And
well, we hope so.
Let's hope so.
I've met him actually before. He's a lovely
nice
guy.
Man.
Really funny, nice, genuine guy. So we love him. Chris Hughes from Love Island.
Oh,
okay, yeah.
Easy on the eye.
Yes.
Yeah, ain't
not
too
bad.
Shabby.
Haven't seen what he's doing in a while. He's been doing punditry or something,
hasn't
he?
He does something to do with horses.
Yeah.
Not a jockey, but like...
No, he does the...
Presents horses.
Yeah.
But
I think he's very good at that. I think he's found his niche.
Yeah, but I think he is a horse rider. I think he's from that weld.
Okay.
Oh, that
makes
sense.
Yeah. It ain't like you can just bludge, you know what I mean? It's not like me trying to get match of the day.
God.
Like, you've got to be good at what you're talking about,
exactly.
Hence showbiz.
Now, this is the biggest name for me.
Oh.
Daley Thompson. Do you remember him?
Who?
No.
I thought he was going to say it was a girl. Daley Thompson.
He's an athlete.
I'm the wrong crowd.
He's a really, really famous athlete back in the day. And he's still very good looking.
Is he a salt?
I honestly think you'll think he's a sort.
What's his athletic of choice?
I think he's a 400-metre runner, but I might have just made that up.
Okay.
What age is he?
He's getting on a little bit.
She's on the go-go.
Oh, okay,
I can see him.
He's an Olympic athlete. Is this the guy?
What do you think, Bobs?
Yeah, I feel like I've got a deja vu. I do recognise him from stuff.
I was going to say, okay.
Is he the star signing?
He's not the star signing, right. But in my world, he is.
Okay.
So
perfect.
I'm just giving you sort of my version of
He's
events.
A bit older than you, Hayley. He's 66 years old.
I'm only a couple of weeks older.
Just a couple of weeks older in a few days.
We all like an older man, though, don't we?
Cold sweet,
I mean, if he looks like that, you wouldn't kick him out of bed.
So I think
tables.
Big Brother, they've got a hard one this year because obviously they had Louis and Sharon. It was a fucking bang on.
That
was
a bang
on lineup
last
year. So I don't know how you match that.
Yeah. Is there anyone that big?
Well, Jack P. Shepherd from Coronation Street.
Is that David Platt?
Yeah.
Okay. Love him. But it's not Sharon Osbourne.
I feel like these need to get better, surely.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's very... James Bligh, he's on EastEnders. He was on Strictly.
Oh, yeah, but you know Martin.
Him. Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Martin and Ella Ray Wise from TOWIE.
Yeah, I've heard of that.
Yeah. She's set to go in as well. So for me personally, it's quite an average lineup.
Yeah.
Like you said, I think you do need those big characters.
Of course.
Bobby, are you available?
Never say... The thing is, the problem is, I'm a massive fan of the show from, like, Davina days.
Oh,
I remember,
yes.
Like, the original one, running home from... went swimming, like, to the old swimming pool with the wave machine when it was Craig and Anna. Yeah, the best. And it was Craig and Anna, but it was like, everyone was talking about, because this was, like, pre-social, pre-internet. Mm. That was, like, when you rushed home to watch telly.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also when you used to watch it when they were just doing their thing and you could just go on and watch them.
Oh, the live. Like, and Craig, when they were talking about things
they shouldn't, it was just birds.
Birds tweeting.
But I think because I'm a massive fan, and then obviously Emma Willis took over, loved it, went to Channel 5, now it's ITV. Mm. My two things are, A, you don't meet your idols. And when you love a show so much, you don't want to kill it by going in there. Mm. Plus, I know so many of my mates that have done it and they say, boring as shit.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's the thing, you like to be entertained, don't you?
Yeah.
And I do feel like it's a kind of show as well that would absolutely make or break your career, because people don't like your personality, they'll cancel you.
It's going to show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like you'll be cancelled just because you have a shit personality.
Well, I wouldn't have that problem.
Of course not.
But you know, there's so many massive characters in there that, like, even if you're a big character, I feel like I would shrivel, because I would just be like, you'd get nutters. Yeah. I'd be like, all right, like, I'm going to let
everyone
else.
But I like watching the nutters.
To be fair though, like, obviously I know ITV have only done one celeb, but I feel like they are doing slightly different, because Channel 5 at Softram, when they was doing it, it was big bucks. I remember I was offered 2 or 3 times, but I was always contracted with TOWIE, and I was loyal. But they cast for Rouse Channel 5, but that's why you was getting huge checks. I think ITV is a bit more family friendly. I don't think they really want you ripping out Easy Locks and, like, do you know what I mean? They want a bit of drama, but they don't want, like, Channel 5. Love Channel 5, by the way, not like cutting them, but I think it was a little bit more cast for drama.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
Although I do feel like Big Brother's missing the drama a bit. I want to see them get more alcohol.
That's why sometimes on YouTube I just sit there on a Sunday eating my Walker's crisps and just literally something in the gut, obviously. Two packs, because one's not enough.
Because you get free crisps in a bag.
Yeah.
And I literally just sit there and watch outtakes
from old series
of people just having meltdowns and stuff. And I'm sorry, it just makes me feel better about my life.
It really does. But I think it's one of them things. And the problem is, I think, especially because we've got the whole Be Kind thing, which we really need, and the whole trolling thing. But we're at a point now where reality TV, we can't just watch people make a cup of tea. Mm-hmm. If it's boring, we're used to such high drama now that we want the Easy Locks being ripped out. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true.
And then
true.
We want to come into work on Wednesday and go, that's terrible.
And our our attention spans are gone even shorter as well.
Yeah.
So it's like, there has to
entertain
be something.
Us.
Yes, do something.
Just rolling through TikTok whilst watching TV. So I think it's a fine line, but I always get hooked in. We've got them anyway, because we have them all on here anyway.
Yeah, I'm looking.
Anyone else on the list?
That's the list that I've got at the moment. So, you know, sometimes they get it wrong, don't they? And sometimes they kind of.
I think it's so close to. Because when is it? April it starts.
It's starting very soon. Yeah.
I think when it's this close, I think it's a bang on list.
Oh, do you? Okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, there we go then.
Well, okay. Yeah. So we won't be tuning out of this.
You're a journalist. You don't just sit there and think, "Fucking, there's nothing to write today. Let's just make it up."
No, unless something is leaked from actual viewers to drum up some sort of excitement or whatever. And some of them could be real. Some of them could be fake. Kind of.
Yeah, a couple of red herrings.
Yeah, I think they need. It when you know when Chantal went in that year, Big Brother, something like that.
Yeah,
that was brilliant. It was so simple,
that was iconic.
Great idea, but it was
genius.
Was pretending to be a celebrity, a singer, and she was awful at singing.
God, what was that band called? She was something,
the Kittens or something,
Candy Kitten.
That's Jamie Lang,
but something with a K,
so funny.
Yeah, God, so good.
Good day.
Michael Barrymore.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Pete Burns.
He should go back in.
Oh, that was amazing.
Oh, such a good one. And that was where the MP was doing the, like,
George Galloway.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, they were the best years. They were just best reruns forever.
Mm. Anyway, so watch this space, guys. We'll certainly be talking about Big Brother. Mm-hmm. What else, Miss Hayley?
I want to talk about Spice Girls.
Oh, so do I.
Because it is their 30th anniversary of Wannabe. Wow.
Shut up. I don't know how that's possible. Because I'm only 18 and I remember it.
Yeah, how?
It's 30.
It's Wannabe, it's 30. And that does make sense because I remember the first time I ever saw that music video and
iconic.
Just thought, wow. And I remember trying to learn the dance routine with my friends and I think I still know it. Anyway, that's another story. And
we'll have to do it later.
Whenever you're in that hotel and you see everyone getting that photo, still 30 years on them stairs at the King's Cross Hotel. Just love it. Everyone's like, oh, let's get the older Spice
Girl. Oh, is that where it was filmed?
Yeah, next door to King's Cross, yeah.
Oh my God.
We should go and recreate the... Let's get a photo.
Which Spice Girl would you guys be?
I'm posh.
I want to be baby, but you probably want to be baby too.
Well, what else can I be?
Sporty, you're wearing a hat.
Okay, I'll go sporty. I can do a good kick.
You're giving Mel C. You're baby.
I'm posh. You're posh.
Yes.
We just need two more.
Have a go on David, to be fair. But she was always my favourite. Fun fact, my first heartbreak weren't a fella. Jerry left.
Oh, yeah.
Real heartbreak.
Actual heartbreak.
Yeah.
Didn't want to get out of bed. Yeah.
Do you guys actually think, though, that they will get back together? I know it's been rumoured now for years, but I can't see Victoria getting back with them.
No, I think it's
Victoria that sort of decides, I feel like she's above them in a way.
Not above them, but I feel like she probably acts like she is in terms of her businesses, empires.
Don't need the money, do you know what I mean?
Yeah. But I feel like if they did, it would be a moment in history and I feel like I need to take a day off just to take that in my life.
When did Vic last do it? The 2012 Olympics, when I was on the taxis. Because she didn't do the last tour, did she?
No, I don't think so.
I think she's probably worried that she's always going to get annihilated.
That's it. Like,
but
she's
I don't
not the
care.
Best
like, but be honest, don't even give her a mic. No. I don't want her to sing. Mine, be honest, don't have a mic. Sing into a can of... Impulse, do you know what I mean? Just be there, you're posh boys.
Yeah, but the only thing is she has like, I know they've all rebranded since then, but she's really had a whole different rebrand.
Yeah.
Like she looks like a different person now and holds herself differently and everything. So I think it would be weird to see her on the stage with the Spice Girls at this point.
I think you can't just have four, do you know what I mean?
No, we need you in the lineup, Bobs.
I'll back up Vicky.
I reckon you've got the dance moves.
I've got the voice. What are you talking about the nose?
Don't give him a mic.
I've got the voice.
After that last night's performance, I'm not sure I agree with that.
He had a taste of the stage last night. There's no holding him back.
He's got carried away now.
Anything else, my love?
Wow, there's another show coming up.
Oh, whoa.
Are we okay for Celebrity Traitors?
Is this
the first Celebrity Traitors?
It's not the first one.
Okay. I didn't see the other one.
No, I think this is the first celeb one.
Are you into Traitors?
Love a bit of Traitors. See, I think this is the first, but I feel like we've almost watched it because it's been rumoured for so long now.
And it's still not on.
We've been talking about it for about 15 years. I feel like that meme on Titanic. It's been 84 years.
It is coming. It's coming very soon. I think Kate Garraway's going in.
Oh, wow.
She'll be very good.
That'll be great.
Okay, so this is a better lineup. Stephen Fry.
Yes, I heard he wants to do it.
Sold already. Yeah.
Okay, good. Tom Daly.
Wow, this is way better than Big Brother. Sorry, Big Brother.
Claire Boulding.
Oh, brilliant.
Legend. Paloma Faith.
Wow.
Oh, we love a bit of Paloma.
Daisy May Cooper.
Love her.
That'll be funny.
Robert Peston. He's a journalist.
Okay.
Do you know him?
No, I don't think so. And the name rings a bell.
Oh, my goodness.
We love him if he's a journalist, just in case.
Yeah, we love him. You're the best.
Hang on a minute. Saving the best till last, Alan Carr.
No way.
Wow. What's going to be good is he's really good mates with Paloma Faith. Really good mates.
Make them traders together.
Yeah.
That would be good.
I think him, Paloma and Adele like get together and have like dinner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, what a combo.
Just like a cash dinner. Imagine being a fly on the
wall. I wonder what they have to eat.
Well, I think, allegedly, but it ain't allegedly because I've heard it somewhere, I think she gave them food poisoning, Paloma Faith.
Really?
I don't think she's a great cook.
Oh,
sorry,
okay.
Paloma, come on to Access if I'm wrong, but I think she gave him and Adele, food poisoning.
Oh, wow. Oh, okay.
Yeah. But well, it's all right. Like, they're still here. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, we've all had that.
We've all been there, yeah. Do you know what it is with the Traces? I'm not a massive fan of the show, actually.
What?
I'm more Big Brother. I'm really sorry, just being honest.
Bobby can't even comprehend.
I'm shocked.
I really tried to give it a go.
What?
And I can't quite get into it.
You need to be studied by science. I think you're the only one.
I know, I'm the only one. But and I get a lot of abuse when I say it. But
really?
I'm sorry if there's anyone out there that feels the same, because is it just me?
I mean, it's either your thing or it's not your thing. If you don't really like game shows and kind of...
Refreshing change, though, isn't it?
Yeah,
I kind of like
maybe
the whole...
I need to give it a go, especially the celebrity one.
I think give it a second go.
It
always takes about like a week to get into it, because the first two episodes or three, you're getting to know the characters, and it is a bit boring. And then after that,
maybe that's what happened then.
Yeah,
give it a good go.
Anything celeb, throw a few celebs in, it's always going to be amazing.
Yeah, true.
Especially with Alan Carr.
You already know who they are, too. So
Stephen Fry,
that's
a good one.
And they're not there for money. And I like that.
That's true. I wonder, will they do it for charity then?
Oh, yeah.
Stephen Fry said he wants to be, what's it called? The Cloaks. Traitor.
I don't know if they should be telling us.
It's going well today.
Anyway, my love, more on that later, I guess. Thank you so much, Miss Palmer.
Always
a pleasure. You're so welcome, my love. Guys, we're going to take a little break, and then we're going to go into, we're going to get the goss.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to talk all things with Amber Rose. We're going to get all apprenticed up. So, guys, we'll see you in two. Thanks, Hayley.
Thank you.
Access All Areas continues next. Fubar Radio.
Fubar Radio.
What the hell with Gabby Allen.
Mr. Later Williams, hello. Mate, can we just address that you did Strictly Come Dancing?
I know, people were quite upset about that, to be fair, but listen, not the first musical theatre performer to be on Strictly, it won't be the last. I've never watched a full season from the start to the end. So when it actually got to it, I was like, whoa, like there's so many different styles. I was like, oh, and Nikita, I love him, but he was really pushing me to be the best that I could be.
You're listening to Fubar Radio.
Download our app now to listen to your favourite shows, such as Access All Areas, Politics Uncensored, and The Dating Show. You can also download and catch up on previous episodes of all Fubar shows, including our box sets. Plus, you can get in touch directly from within the app.
Just search for Fubar Radio on the Apple and Google App Stores.
Yay! The Fubar Radio app. Get it today.
Get it today.
When it comes to heart attacks, you might be surprised to hear the symptoms don't always feel severe. You could experience a squeezing across the chest, a feeling of unease, a sense something's not quite right. Don't be tempted to dismiss the signs and wait to see what happens. The faster you seek medical help, the better your chances. It's never too early to call 999 and describe your symptoms. Your NHS is here for you.
It was calm on the beach, so I took my little girl out on the water. Then we hit the wind, and it blew us out to sea, faster than we could paddle back. And we learned our lesson from these guys, the crew who got us home. Thank you.
Respect the water and watch out for the winds. In an emergency, call 999 and ask for the Coast Guard.
Pulse of the Nation with Andrew White on Fubar Radio.
And I know conversion therapy doesn't work because one of the most popular conversion therapy camps in America, I watched a documentary, it is a two-week-long program. They all share a room for the week. Now, look, I don't want to insinuate too much, but my one hope is that if they do get caught, they adopt a parenting tactic of making them smoke the whole packet. Oh, you like sucking cock, do you? Well, you're not leaving this room until all of these cocks have been sucked.
Politics Uncensored.
They can't turn off your water because water is a human right. It's not like internet, which we can talk about.
Are you saying
other
we
things.
Should all stop paying?
I'm not saying we should all stop paying. I think no one should have to pay.
Their argument would be... prices are going up. We need all this money because we have to invest in our ageing Victoria infrastructure, which hasn't... there's been no new infrastructure built in sewage, whatever, since the Victoria.
We're live.
How would you respond to that?
They're talking out of their backside. It's bullshit of the highest order.
Grab your backstage passes and prepare to access All Areas.
Welcome back to Access All Areas. I'm Bobby Norris, and we've just been joined in the studio by Miss Amber Rose. How are you, honey?
I'm good. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, my God, you're so welcome. Thank you for coming in. Did you hit traffic?
Yeah, rush hour travelling in London is crazy. Worth it, though.
Oh, yes. So worth it.
Let's hope so.
We've been excited to have you in, haven't we?
Yes, definitely.
Oh, thank you.
We're looking forward to hearing all about your apprentice experience.
Yeah.
Does it feel so long ago now for you?
It feels like I'm reliving it all a little bit. Like, it was filmed a long time ago, and that was one chapter, and now we're entering a new chapter of seeing it all, like seeing the edit. So it's kind of crazy, reliving it. You don't know what to expect as much as the viewer.
Yeah.
And so kind of on edge.
I bet. How are you feeling watching it back? Do you feel like you got a good edit, or does it depend on what episode?
Off there?
We're just going to go balls deep into it.
I just feel like the episodes are condensed down, a lot, and I knew that going in, but seeing it live is completely different. Yeah. Like, the filming days are so long. Sometimes tasks are filmed across like a week. Sometimes, especially when we go away, and then it's all like cramped into 1 hour. There's 18 candidates, sometimes I'm like, where am I? And I was definitely talking.
Even when you know that it's going to be condensed, it's very different when you're in it. Because it's one thing just being a punter on the sofa. But when you're thinking, shit, you've cut this. Because obviously you've lived it and you think, why have you took that out? Do you know what I mean?
I'm like, that would have made a better storyline. Yeah. Why did that not make the edit? Like, get me, in the producing suite. Like, you know what I mean?
When you're filming, during the day, are you thinking what you think the edit's going to be?
A little bit sometimes. Yeah. I think sometimes we can get, especially when you make a mistake, you could have 40 minutes of just class work, you've done so well, you smash it, then you mess up on one little thing and you're like, that's making the edit. And it does every time.
Always.
Without fail.
And you've been really open and honest on your TikTok about it as well. I was watching some of them on the way in here. You were disappointed that you didn't get really shown much in the Turkey episode.
Yeah,
I love the sentence. It's so random. And it is a Turkey episode.
People were like, was she there? Like, I was like, I was, but I was in the kitchen cooking away. Do you know what it is? Sometimes I think, especially with The Apprentice, when you're actually just cracking on and you might not be having dramas, they're not going to show
it
you
don't
that
make
much.
It.
Doesn't make it.
But it becomes frustrating because everyone on social will message you you see it behind the scenes. Why are you not in it? You've gone, I'm sitting this one out. You're like, well, I don't know.
Exactly.
Because you don't see it till it goes out either.
Exactly.
I think everyone thinks on TV we get a behind the scenes months in advance.
I wish.
A little screen. We wish.
Yeah, exactly. I think as well, going into the process, I was like, if there's one person I'm not going to be, it's somebody who's sat on the sidelines, who's being carried, who's quiet. That's just not in my nature. I really want to work as an integral part of the team. So I always felt like I did that. So I guess in that way it was frustrating a couple of times when I watched episodes and I'm like, I feel like I was working harder than it seems, but it's fine, we won the tasks and stuff.
But you say, sometimes the people that are cracking on the hardest kind of just don't make the edit because they don't want the joke act or people that are fucking up. So when you're actually doing good, you get less airtime, which is ironic.
Exactly. But I do feel like in some episodes,
but you've had amazing airtime. Amazing.
You were one of the key characters, actually.
Yeah, 100%.
And I feel like as well, because of that mentality that you didn't want to just go into silence, you were completely 100% yourself. Some people said you were a bit blunt, but I like that.
Blunt.
And they wouldn't say that about male businessmen, would they?
Exactly. No. I do think there's a bit of a stigma around, just a confident woman who just cracks on. I've had a lot of comments about, you're just so glamorous and did it. I can be it all. I can be confident, I can be intelligent, I can be glamorous. And I think people are kind of threatened by that a little bit. Seeing all of the discourse on social media, I'm like, wow, people really are a little bit behind in their thinking. I knew it was bad, but it's pretty bad.
You're so right, though. If it was a geezer, there's no way you'd even use them words.
Yeah,
I mean?
They would be like, he's a great businessman. Yeah. He's direct.
But a girl's but always, when a she's woman either does a it, bitch.
She's blunt.
Yeah.
She's bossy.
She's blunt.
Yeah.
No.
I think if
we
it's
want blunt.
Yeah, exactly. I think if it's taught me something, it's like, you can't win. If you're quiet, you're being carried, you're on the sidelines, you're not speaking up or defending yourself. If you're, if you say what you want to say and you put yourself forward and sometimes you make mistakes, which is literally human nature because we're all imperfect, then you're also shunned for that. So it's like, you can't really do things for other people, you just have to be true to yourself.
And when you get to a point that you're living your life to please a troll,
you can't.
It's the root of all madness.
Because
you go through that stage. How is trolling for you?
It's like, I think at an all-time high. for me, to be honest with you. Like, I think before coming in, I would get trolling because obviously I had, like, you know, like, had a bit of experience on socials and stuff.
Because
so,
you had a following. You were someone that went into it with followers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think that is what caused the kind of controversy a little bit, because prior to me going in there, that hasn't actually happened before. So I kind of knew I was going to be up against it a little bit. I'd have, like, stereotypes of people trying to say, like, she's not a good business person. She's only in here because she's an influencer, etc.
Right.
And I'm like, you're trying to discredit me. You don't know my story. Like, I'm a 7-figure business owner, but I also enjoy content creating.
But that in itself makes no sense because to be an influencer, that is a good business person.
Of course,
I think some people think you just sit there and take a selfie and that's an influencer.
Exactly.
And
absolutely
actually,
not.
Obviously, we ain't down the mines. Yeah. A lot goes into being an influencer.
And I'd imagine your social presence helps your business.
Oh,
so
for sure.
It goes hand in hand.
And I think also, like, I knew that I would have people kind of trying to stereotype me a little bit, but I was like, I don't care. Like, I'm representing people who have built their, you know, businesses through social media, because it's a thing now. We're in
2025. Yeah.
Like, there's people on TikTok Lives making like £1 million on like one live stream. Like, this is great business acumen, actually.
Exactly.
I think more people should jump on it, and it's free. Yeah. Why would you not leverage social media?
I've not done a live on TikTok. I've got to. I'm so late to the TikTok game.
They'd love it.
I've done about two in lockdown, and I've just started doing it again, but it's quite addictive. I'm preferring it to, I won't say which one, but another social media app at the minute.
I find it's probably nicer. There's still assholes in every social media platform, but it's nicer than the other toxic ones.
I think for me, it's like a little bit less curated. Like, I could just get on there, like, you know, and in my pajamas and just talk about anything. Yeah. And like, that's what people want to see. They want to see a bit more of like an authentic kind of journey, story behind someone. And I'm pretty like...
Yeah, it's organic. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? I think gone are the days where obviously we all like a little... bit of filter
of course,
or something.
Yeah.
But gone are the days where you need like 4 ring lights. Yeah. Some people are just quite happy to see you wake up, make a piece of toast, looking like shite.
I think they love that more.
They
genuinely
do.
Like when I'm there, like if I'm doing a Poundland haul, they're gonna much prefer that than me going to Harrods.
Love a haul. I'm a B&M boy and I'm bargains. I'm always up there. I'll have to follow you. I'm loving it. So was TikTok the one you started on, or Insta?
Yeah, it was TikTok, to be fair. I started on TikTok, and then, you know, to be fair, I should have done a little bit more Instagram. I was really focused on that one.
I think TikTok's took over anyway.
It has, definitely.
Yeah.
100%.
So obviously you didn't have your phone for a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
And like, how did that feel?
Quite a few weeks.
Yeah.
Like, do you know what? I thought this is going to be a bit of a boot camp for me, a bit of a detox. Yeah. Like, I'm on my phone constantly, like more than probably the average person, because I'm always filming something or editing something.
Yeah.
So for me, I was like, you know, this is probably quite good. So I was like forced to speak to people, which was nice.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was hard at times. But I also, like, my business, I've got a business partner, and I just felt like quite comfortable to leave it, you know, with him. And I wasn't stressed about things. So in that way, I was quite grateful and blessed as well. Yeah.
There is something nice to kind of have a digital detox sometimes, isn't there? Even though obviously we wouldn't be without it, it's our jobs.
Yeah, exactly.
But it is nice to kind of go, we ain't got it for a couple of weeks.
Yeah. It would be really funny. Like, we sat around the house and, you know, we'd have nothing to do sometimes. It's like, you're bored of playing Mafia for the 15th time. Like, I'm not really a card games kind of girl. So I would just, like, we'd just be sat there talking, you know, constantly about the tasks, what's happened, on repeat.
And you kind of get into a habit of forgetting about it, don't you?
Yeah.
Like, when I did SAS, we was at the top of a mountain in the middle of, I always say South Africa, and it was New Zealand. And I used to wake up, and there was Boris Johnson's sister at the end of the bed, Rachel. And I used to look around, and we'd have the best chats because our paths would never cross. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
me and the Johnsons, our paths, you know what I mean? She's never down the sugar up.
Yeah.
But it's nice to kind of throw yourself into stuff and be a bit like, we're not worrying about the gram.
Exactly. Yeah. I feel like as well, you get to know people that, as you said, like, you wouldn't actually meet day to day.
Never.
And you're like, oh my God, I really like this person. Like, I would have never talked to you before, but this is great. We're friends now, you know?
And I feel like you probably had the hardest start off on the show than anyone, I presume, because there was a few headlines, articles came out before you even went in the show. How much truth to that was? Basically, they were saying that you had an affair on your husband with one of the cast members while you were away filming in Turkey.
It was like, I really couldn't believe it when it all came out.
Yeah.
And I was like... I was in shock because I had, imagine, like, I had kept this, you know, like, massive secret to myself for so long that I'd been filming, you know?
Of course, because you're not allowed to tell anyone,
exactly,
are you?
And it was hard. Yeah. Like, people on my TikTok would be constantly commenting, like, have you been on The Apprentice? And I would always filter those comments. Like,
so
I
obviously realised for weeks you weren't on there. But,
yeah. So, like, I did my kind of, I feel like I put the effort in to make sure that I kept everything very hush-hush. Mm. So when it came out like that, it was around Christmas time as well, New
it's
Year, my birthday.
It's a shit time to be accused of having an affair,
exactly,
isn't it?
Exactly, yeah. Like, it was unjust and I couldn't even speak about it because I wasn't a candidate yet.
Oh, okay.
So I had been, like, prematurely announced and it had never happened before and I'm like, I feel like I'm up against it. Mm. So even before the episode started, I felt like people already hated me. Like, I started on the back foot. I just felt like it was really unjust. Like, and super hypersexualized, obviously not true. Yeah. Like, extremely misogynistic.
Yeah.
Like,
where did it come from? Like, who fed that story to the press?
I literally have no idea. Like, I wish I knew.
And was there absolutely no truth? Like, was there a cast member in the room and wasn't sexual?
Yeah, absolutely not.
Nothing.
Like, it was, that didn't happen.
Oh my God.
But yeah, like, it was a big shock to the system.
What did the husband say? Like, say it's Christmas, fucking hell, over the turkey. Do you go, by the way, babe, don't look at the Daily Mail.
Yeah, like, it's not true.
I'm having
just
an affair.
You know what? Like, we just had conversations and I feel like I was just really open and honest about it. I'm like, you can see what they're doing here. I think a lot of people also came to my defence to be like, it's very clear what they're doing here. Mm. She's the first candidate to go on here with a following. Yeah. Like, we can see what's happening.
And it got great press, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
Not
like,
for
it got
you,
the clicks.
Pleasure, but
So do you think the show pushed out this narrative in hopes of getting more attention for the show?
I would hope not, but, you know, I just don't know. I feel like I'd drive myself crazy trying to think about how and why. I just wanted to kind of move past it and
who was you allegedly having an affair with? Did you ever get to the bottom of it?
Best left unsaid, I think. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, no, you've got to tell me. I'm so intrigued because it's all bullshit lies anyway. But I'm thinking, because I'm watching the show and I'm like, there's no chemistry. Obviously, you're
not
married. You can tell when there's chemistry.
Yeah, I wasn't married. I just had a boyfriend.
Okay.
But it was just another male cast member.
Okay. Is he still in the show?
No.
Okay.
But it was, it was just ridiculous how it all happened, to be honest.
And did you break up with your partner after those rumours were announced?
No. Like, we had broken up before I went into the process.
Right,
okay.
But you guys are still friends.
We run a business together. Yeah. Like, everything's good. Like, we have a really good, like, working relationship. Talk all the time.
How is that, having a business with an ex? Because some of mine, I can't fucking bear.
Imagine.
The reason I went into business with him is because I felt like I was quite, like, extroverted. He was quite introverted. Like, and so
Ying
it always worked.
Yeah.
And, like, we never really had an explosive kind of style of relationship where we were, like, always arguing and stuff. So it was, like, I always felt like if... Because, you know, going into business with a boyfriend, you've got to have the conversations beforehand to be like, if the worst happens and we break up, how are we going to deal with it? So we kind of knew that there is a world in which this will happen. It's not, you know, that we want it. Mm. So we just kind of navigated our friendship and we still do.
And I guess if it's as good as a breakup can be, do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
if it's
amicable.
That's the word, thank you, babe. I feel like that makes it a bit easier rather than if someone...
Yeah, like if someone does something crazy.
Yeah,
because that's
like,
a little
shit,
bit like...
I've got to go work with him.
Yeah, exactly. But also we have very different roles in the business now. Like, there was a time where we were both, like, in the shop every single day, like, day in, day out. Like, we're doing 16-hour shifts. Like, it was crazy.
God, I bet that got on your tits, living with...
It was a lot though. Yeah. But now obviously he's kind of more on the ground. I do kind of more of the back end things. We're planning a new business venture together. So
so you're going into another.
If it's not broke, don't fix it.
Amen.
Do you know what I mean? Like, we're good together as business people, so why not?
Absolutely.
Can you tell us what your new venture is? Is it similar or the same?
Yeah, so when we first opened our shop, we had a little bubble tea concession in our shop.
Oh, okay.
So we're going forward with that. Really excited.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah.
So I heard that your business, your original one, made 6 figures in 6 months. Is this true?
Yeah. It was insane.
How?
I think we really did leverage social media. Like, I knew going into the business that we were very, very small fish. Like, no one knew who you were, and we just had to get the word out.
Yeah.
And so we really just worked extremely hard, like, in every single area. Like, as much as we were doing stuff on socials, we were also really working hard on like finding the best products, really, you know, getting to know our market, our target audience, getting things in that people really wanted that were hard to source.
But doesn't it go to show, because I think some people, obviously it's 2025, yeah, and the majority of us know that social is 99%, apart from the tosspot trolls, it's an amazing tool, just in life, but also especially for a business and promoting yourself. But some people, I think they're still like a bit of a snobby, like, oh, they're on social, but no one's realizing that it's took over magazines, TV adverts. You can't buy that, do you know what I mean?
And I think also what we really wanted to do was kind of show a journey to people of like, there's just two business owners here. We're trying to make it, you know, we're trying to better our lives. You know, we haven't come from much. And showing people that journey, I think, really got them to want to support us too, because
it's
we weren't starting
off
perfect.
It's a shame you then went and had an affair though, wouldn't it?
I presume when you saw those headlines, you're like, damn it. Yeah. Like, this is going to derail the whole process of The Apprentice.
It was really upsetting for so many reasons. Like, as much as it was upsetting because it felt like it overshadowed everything I'd worked so hard for. Like, I really I've worked hard since the age of 14. Like, I've been grafting, do you know what I mean? And especially as a woman as well, and I'm a South Asian woman, there's so much stigma around sex, etc. It's not something that I openly really talk about. So it was just, super uncomfortable as well, to be honest.
What did your family think of it?
My family were really just supportive of me. They were like, this doesn't take away from anything that you've achieved. And I really appreciated that.
But I think almost, and this is the world we're in now, you've almost got to see it as a positive, because, I mean, you was always going to get exposure, because I think people like blunt people, hence why you've got an amazing business, you're big on social. But actually, anything that kind of gets you press, as mad as it sounds, it's done you and your business work. Because everyone's like, if they've not watched Apprentice, they'll see that article on Daily Mail or The Sun or whatever. And then they're more inclined to check. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. So, you got to spin it in a positive way.
It's hard
way,
to
I guess.
See it at
like,
the
in
time.
In the moment, it feels
over Christmas dinner when you're having an affair, it's a kick in the tits.
But like, let me just enjoy my Christmas dinner in peace. You know what I mean? Like, come on. Have some mercy on me. But I feel like we're past that now, like, you know, as well. Like, there's so much that's happened on the show. So,
at least you're one of those memorable characters from the show, and you'll always be remembered from this season because of that. So,
definitely.
You swings and roundabouts, isn't it?
Indeed.
Babe, thank you so much for coming in. It's an absolute pleasure to have you. Sorry that you had the traffic.
No, that's all right. It was worth it.
Thank you should solve the traffic problem the next time, Bobby.
We have to solve it. Thank you, my love. Where can people follow you? Give us a little plug to the website and the business.
Yeah, my business is Ori Mart. You can buy online from us. We do UK-wide shipping, so it's www.orimart.com, and then it's just Amber Rose Bad on TikTok and Instagram.
Nice. Love it. Thank you so much, darling.
Thank you so much.
Guys, we're going to be back into, and then we're going to be joined by Kieran from Married at First Sight. So we'll see you in a minute.
Access All Areas continues next. Fubar Radio.
Fubar Radio. That Money Show with Gabriel Nussbaum on Fubar Radio.
I am joined now by Ricardo Mighty. He is the CEO of Mighty Labs.
I just think if you're going to get into crypto, you just can't think short term. If you're trying to, I don't know, like pay your bills next month and you think I'm going to invest in crypto this month and then I'm going to take the gains out and do something with, you just can't think like that, because 99.9% of the time, the market doesn't work the way you want it to work. It works how it's going to work. The longer you have your investment in crypto, most likely the better it will do.
You're listening to Fubar Radio.
Download our app now to listen to your favourite shows, such as Access All Areas, Politics Uncensored, and The Dating Show. You can also download and catch up on previous episodes of all Fubar shows, including our box sets. Plus, you can get in touch directly from within the app.
Just search for Fubar Radio on the Apple and Google app stores.
Yay! The Fubar Radio app. Get it today.
Registering to vote means you can take part in the way decisions are made in the UK. When you register to vote, you are then able to cast your vote at local and national elections. You can help choose who runs your area and makes decisions about things you care about. Millions of people in the UK aren't registered to vote, and they miss out on having their voice heard. It's quick and easy to register. It only takes 5 minutes. You can do it online, or you can ask for a paper form at your local council. Register to vote now at gov.uk. register to vote.
Is the sound of your mates alive? Is getting to more gigs this year and the next? Is the sound of saying, I got you, mate? Is the sound of mates enjoying even more of this? Is the sound of mates getting home instead of here? Click your seatbelt, because you're twice as likely to be killed or seriously injured if you don't think.
What the hell with Gabby Allen?
Mr. Later Williams, hello! Mate, can we just address that? You did Strictly Come Dancing.
I know, people were quite upset about that, to be fair, but listen, not the first musical theatre performer to be on Strictly, it won't be the last. I've never watched a full season from the start to the end. So when it actually got to, I was like, whoa, like there's so many different styles. I was like, oh, and Nikita, I love him, but he was really pushing me to be the best that I could be.
Pulse of the Nation with Andrew White on FUBAR Radio.
And I know conversion therapy doesn't work because one of the most popular conversion therapy camps in America, I watched a documentary, it is a 2-week-long programme. They all share a room for the week. Now, look, I don't want to insinuate too much, but my one hope is that if they do get caught, they adopt a parenting tactic of making them smoke the whole packet. Oh, yeah. You like sucking that cock, do you? Well, you're not leaving this room until all of these cocks have been sucked.
Grab your backstage passes and prepare to access all areas.
Welcome back to Access All Areas, and we are joined by Kieran from Married at First Sight. Kieran,
hi.
How are you, mate?
I'm all right. How are you?
Really good. Thank you for coming on to Access All Areas.
And welcome.
So, let's go straight into it, Kieran. How would you describe your whole experience on MAFS? I mean, we did see it. It was a roller coaster.
Fucking a little bit.
It was a roller coaster. There's no words to put into my mouth that would be able to describe how MAFS was.
Yeah.
And going into it, you know, you're advised throughout the whole process. You had, like, even just applying, you're advised, are you sure you want to do this? Are you sure you want to do this? It's not what you think it's going to be. And only until you've done it, you go, that's what they're on about.
Yeah.
What made you want to reply? Was you approached or did you just think, fuck it, I want a wife?
A bit of both. I basically met someone through another show a few years ago.
On another show.
And they were also casting for Married at First Sight. And I was like, do you know what? Like, I have had it, shit. Like, I don't know if I'm allowed to swear, sorry.
Oh, yeah, no, we fucking love it.
All right. Okay. I thought, I've had it for eight shit. See what happens. Because I did, like, you know, I could play me little violin. I did have a pretty shit relationship. I had a couple of shit relationships. And I thought, maybe these guys can help us find the one.
What was the other show you were on?
Yeah.
I wasn't on it.
Oh.
So something happened when we were in South Africa and we got flown home, basically. But I only went out there as an extra in case I was needed.
Was it Love Island?
No, it wasn't Love Island. You've got a nice body to go on Love Island.
You're handsome when
you're
you stop
handsome,
it.
My mate. So I'm intrigued to know, because I think it takes some bollocks to do a show like Married at First Sight. Because it's like you're literally marrying a stranger. What goes through your head? Like, you must have I get anxiety thinking about it.
Mm.
Yeah. What goes through your head? What the fuck am I doing?
Yeah.
Is she fit? Is she going to like us? What's the next 8 weeks, 6 weeks of my life going to look like? You're just taking a step into the unknown, really.
Do you tell production, like, in your meetings or your application form, do you go, this is my type? Because obviously we know, like, beauty's in the eye of the beholder and all that jazz. But you've got to physically, you've got to be attracted to someone, haven't you?
Of course you do. You do get to mention your preferences, whether or not you get them is, I guess, that's
tough shit.
Did I get what I asked for looks-wise? Yes, absolutely I did.
Mm-hmm.
But there was things that weren't there that I needed, and yeah.
Yeah, because ye guys, yourself and Christina, were matched and married at the altar, and ye actually seemed like such a good pair for a couple of weeks. You were like the top couple for a good couple of weeks. You were just so wholesome and really cute. And then it seemed to go south in like a week. And you're quite a nice guy and you come across like a really nice guy, but in a few episodes you came across quite cold to Christina. Was it your way of trying to dead off the relationship? Like,
did I cross cold? Did I? What,
a small bit. Weren't you kind of saying that she reminded you of your ex?
No. Oh dear.
No, I didn't say she reminded me of my ex.
Right. Go on.
I can see similarities.
Ah, okay.
And that's what it was. Not that she reminded, she was like, as a person, as a whole, she's totally different to me ex.
Okay.
But there was definitely similarities there, and I'm going, hang on a minute, I've been here before, I'm retracting. Mm. That's all that was. That wasn't me saying, you're just like me ex. That's not true at all.
But it basically ended your relationship because of that, wasn't it? Wasn't that the reason that you ended?
Yeah, it was, yeah.
So it was big enough of a problem to kind of put a wedge in the relationship.
I mean, look, I was in a relationship for 8 years with someone who then went and cheated on us with my best mate.
Fuck, it's a kick in the cunt.
And I'm not saying Christina would ever do that, and I don't think she ever would, but the whole walking on eggshells thing with the PMDD and not knowing where you stand and you're scared to say something because you don't know how the PMDD is going to come out, you don't know what's going to set it off. I was like, can't physically put myself through this again because I've been there. I was there for 8 years for someone that had similar issues.
Okay.
And I just wasn't prepared to... Look, I'm confident in who I am. I'm confident in what I want in a person.
Mm.
And unfortunately, due to past events in my life, I'm not prepared to hold someone and harness them in that way anymore. I haven't got
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
Fair enough. And at least you were honest about that. To know you can't... There's no point stringing someone along.
Honest, and they could see straight through from the get-go, and I don't know how to reply to that.
Mm.
I'm on do you know what I mean? The social media is a horrible place to be.
Oh, it's a base, isn't it? It might be a stupid question, mate, but are you still mates with your best mate that was shagging your missus?
I'm not, no.
No. How did you find out, if you don't mind me asking?
I found out because, I was working in a garage at the time, and my best mate's dad owned this garage, and
well, like a shell or a mechanic?
Mechanics. So his son was a mechanic in the garage and we became like really, really close. I'll not mention his name. I still see him and I still speak to him because I have to because we're in the same trade.
Mm.
But I wouldn't say we're friends.
No.
So basically he was texting at the time my girlfriend and I was just none the... Well, I was wise to it, but I just thought like he was going through a lot of shit in his head and he confided in my girlfriend at the time and I thought, I've been with this last 8 years, he's my best mate, there's never anything going to happen. I think I was quite naive to it, to be honest.
But you don't expect your best mate to be nobbing your missus, do you?
Yeah. But then his lass at the time...
He had a missus as well.
I had a missus and kids, yeah.
Well,
oh, God.
Good mate, this one.
So she was starting to get her back up a bit about him talking to Megs and that, and I was like, look... I've just mentioned her name.
That's all right.
It's all right.
It's all right. We're uncensored here.
So what happened was she was getting her back up and I said, look, stop getting your back up. Your husband's going to work, your bloke's going to work every day and he's working his backside off to provide for you and your family. Nothing's going on. Trust us, he's my best mate. That would never happen. And sure enough, a few months later, we found out who it was.
Wow.
Shit.
That's
sorry,
harsh.
Mate.
Yeah, that's pretty harsh. So, actually, are you still friends with Christina now?
We don't really speak anymore. There's a few things happening on social media and I'm just like, do you know what? I don't want to be involved. Not involved at all.
What happened?
Basically, me cook, because I've got a girlfriend now, and my girlfriend's name came out of Christina's mouth, and then everyone just jumped on the bandwagon in terms of her following. Jumped on the bandwagon and started slating her, saying, I don't even like her already, I don't even know who she is. And that just wasn't Christina's place to tell anyone that I had a girlfriend.
Right.
No, of course you weren't. Who is the girlfriend, if you don't mind me asking? It might not be Christina's place, but it's my place.
And she is my brother's wife's best friend.
Aww.
Oh, that's nice. I hate to ask this, but as I feel like we're friends now, how does it all work, the process, in terms of when it comes to the jiggy jigs? Because obviously, you're marrying a stranger. Some people might not be physically attracted to their partners and all that. And obviously, everything's consensual. But what goes down with the shagging when you get married to these people?
It's just the same as shagging people when you're not married, to them, to be honest.
But do you have to say to production, like, I've slept with her or I've slept with him? Is there like a bit of a
consensual levels? You haven't got to mention anything if you don't want to.
I mean, the experts on the couch is kind of asking anyway. Have you been intimate?
Does it then get written into their thinking, right, we're going to make a bit of, not a storyline out of it, because you're all adults, it just happens. Mm-hmm. But I'm just a little bit worried.
They're not just and to keep it to themselves.
I was watching the reunion there a couple of weeks ago. It was heated, wasn't it?
Yeah. It was fucking horrible.
How long were you filming for?
What, for, like, in general?
No, just the reunion. Like, were you drinking all day or what was it?
Oh, drinking. Was I even drunk? I don't think I was that drunk.
I mean, everyone else was.
I wasn't that drunk, to be honest, at the reunion.
Were you not?
Nah.
Oh my God, I'd be hammered if I was on a TV show.
So, at the reunion, it was already going around the room before Christina knew that Kieran's kissed Erica. So I was like, right, I'm going to have to tell her. And it was getting, and in my head, because you've got the mixer beforehand, which is where everyone walks in and they meet each other. And then you go to the dinner party, the table. And in my head, I went, well, I'll be sitting next to Christina at the table. So I can just tell her, look, just to let you know, I kissed Erica a few months ago. Mm. Well, it didn't work like that because Christina ended up being sat adjacent to me, directly opposite. I was like, fuck, how am I going to tell her, yeah? Because I didn't want to just shout it across the room. You know? Yeah. By the way, Christina.
But producers wanted you to. They're thinking, right, we'll position this lovely. Yeah. Cole said they was rubbing their hands. I want to ask, because I remember speaking to Will about this, when the show started, the series, obviously you'd done the whole iconic moment with the fake teeth, and I remember going... I'm not your type anyway, and you've moved on and you've got a girlfriend, and I'm a bit sad about it. But I think we spoke about it. I was like, I'd be gutted, like, because I was like, he's a good looking boy, man, obviously. And I was a bit like, shit, because at what point, if you don't know they're fake teeth, you know, like there's that minute where you're a bit like, shit, I'm marrying a stranger. But I think, again, that takes character and bollocks to kind of go, I'm going to marry a stranger and put some fake railings in. Where did that idea come from?
I started doing like a little spoof just on my own. I started doing this little spoof just in the caravan on my own, and I thought, right, I'm going to set up something called the Geordie Redneck. So I got myself a pair of dungarees, a weird little shirt. What's that redneck hair called? Where it's dead long at the back?
Mullet.
Yeah, I got myself this big mullet thing, and I got these teeth to finish it off, and I thought, fuck, I'm going to get married in them. That'll be fucking funny as fuck. And then I done it. But to me, it was like, if she doesn't laugh at this and she doesn't see the funny side, I'm glad, like, she's not my woman.
Yeah, and it was complete banter, but there is that split second, because if I was marrying you, not going to happen, obviously, but I would have looked at you and thought, are they really his teeth, bless him? And there would have been that split second where you've got to think, you can't just laugh at someone thinking they're fake, and if they was your real teeth, do you know what I mean?
But Christina just could not speak. She couldn't even...
Nah.
I was saying... Your name, she just couldn't get her name out of her mouth. And I had actually wrote down in my vows halfway through, remove teeth, because I wanted to get halfway through my vows with my fucking teeth still there.
Oh, I love that. When you want,
I think, and this girl's gonna fucking faint. I need to tell her that these are not my real teeth. So at that point, I took them out and I was like, fuck.
Oh, I'd say she was relieved.
I think it won her over though, it showed character. When you started, you saw her walking down the aisle, did you think she's a salt? You said that she was physically your type. So you was happy.
We don't use she's a salt in Newcastle. But I would say she's bush high, yeah.
What do you say? I've got a lot of mates in Newcastle, the Geordie lot. What do you say? You go, we say salt in Essex. You say, what's your...
Worldie.
A worldie, that's it.
So, worldie, fit as fuck.
Speaking of Christina, then, do you think that you can mend your friendship anytime, or are you even interested in that?
Look, we've both moved on. I'm in a new relationship now. Is there any need to really stay in contact with me ex?
Mm-hmm. No.
No.
No, there's not.
What does your new missus think of, as she watched the series, I'm guessing? Does she find it weird?
Yeah. I actually thanked her the other day, and I was like, look, like, thank you for... Because I was together, we got together, like, maybe halfway through it airing. Mm. And I was like, thank you for, like, you know, sticking by us and seeing all the shit that I'm getting up to with another woman on the telly. It's got to be hard, and it has got to be hard for you to sit and watch your partner with someone else. Mm. You know, it was filmed less than a year ago at the time. It's got to be hard.
Good research, though. Clever girl, because you're actually getting to see everything about you. So, yeah, got to be hard, but also, I think, very intelligent girl you've got there, because you think, right, I've got to see what is about here. And I think you've done yourself well.
But she's thick as fuck. Nah.
How long have you been dating?
I think we got together just after my birthday, which was the 23rd of November. Maybe it's like the 26th, 27th.
Okay, so maybe a real wedding soon.
I've literally got about a minute left. A minute left. I'm going to ask you quickly, have you got the bug now for reality TV? Would you do any other shows?
If I could do a show where I didn't have to consider anyone else.
You've got 20 seconds. Sorry, keep it short and sweet.
What show? What show? The Traitors?
What show? Traitors.
Traitors.
Mate, thank you so much. Best of luck with everything. You're an absolute star.
Thank you.
Thank you, Will. Always a pleasure, guys. We'll see you next week. Ta-da.
Foo Bar Radio.